Welcome, brave souls, to our scary stories. Every corner of our world holds secrets whispered only in the dead of night. Shadows dance, doors creak, and tales long forgotten beckon from the beyond. Settle in, dim the lights, and let the veil between the known and the unknown thin as we delve into tonight's haunting tale. Valyria, a picturesque village, lay enveloped by thick, whispering woods on one side and the reflective waters of a silent lake on the other. Ancient stone pathways wove between homes, revealing the age and history of this untouched haven. As dawn's fingers reached through the trees, they illuminated quaint houses, each bearing its own unique facade and history. The early morning fog clung low to the ground, making the village seem as if it hovered between two realms, the known and the unknown. Birds serenaded the rising sun with their lilting tunes, while the lake's surface shimmered, reflecting the changing hues of the sky. In the heart of Valyria stood the village square, where people gathered for morning markets, evening festivities, and occasionally, to share stories of times gone by. A tall, sturdy statue of a woman holding a black ribbon stood sentinel, its bronze face weathered by time and elements. Amidst the morning bustle, Professor Anna Martin, a woman in her late 50s with silvering hair and sharp, intelligent eyes, adjusted her glasses and waited on a wooden bench. Her maroon blazer was neatly buttoned up, revealing a glimpse of her passion, a pendant with the same black ribbon design. Approaching her with a notebook in hand, a young journalist named Sam approached, his stride full of purpose. "Professor Martin, Sam Hayes, thank you for agreeing to meet," Anna offered a warm smile. "Of course, Mr. Hayes. Valyria's history is something I've always felt needs sharing." As they settled, the conversation began, with the village around them serving as a live backdrop to their words. "Professor, this black ribbon tradition, it's not something I've seen anywhere else. Could you enlighten me on its origins?" Anna took a deep breath, her eyes drifting momentarily to the statue. "The black ribbons, as you've rightly observed, are unique to Valyria. It's said that centuries ago, a time when our village was young and tales of spirits and legends were everyday conversation, a means was sought to remember and honor those who had passed on. The black ribbon became a symbol of mourning, a tangible representation of the grief that words often fail to express." Sam scribbled notes rapidly. "And how does this tie into the approaching Halloween? I've noticed more ribbons this time of year." With a solemn nod, Anna continued, "Indeed. Halloween, or as it was once known, the Night of Whispers, is particularly significant. It's said that on this night, the veil between our world and the next grows thin. The ribbons serve not just as symbols of mourning, but as beacons for those spirits who might wish to visit." "But why black? Why not a color more vibrant? Representing life, perhaps?" Sam inquired. Anna paused, collecting her thoughts. "Black represents the unknown, the abyss that death might be. It's a void, an absence, much like the loved ones we lose. Yet, there's a reverence in it, a deep respect." Around them, villagers went about their day, many pausing to touch or look at the ribbons adorning their homes, each gesture steeped in silent emotion. Seeing this, Sam's voice softened. "It's beautiful, in its own somber way. A village's unity in grief and remembrance." As their conversation neared its end, a gust of wind rustled the trees, carrying with it the faint, sweet aroma of autumn and a hint of something else. Anticipation, perhaps. The serene village of Valyria, with its unique tradition, stood ready to face another Halloween, another night of whispers. And as Anna and Sam parted ways, the mystery and weight of the tradition settled around them, a promise of tales yet to be unraveled. Nora's cottage sat a little apart from the rest of the village, closer to the dense woods, shielded by old, knotted trees whose branches created intricate patterns against the sky. The exterior, with its creeping ivy and age-worn stones, held an aura of timelessness. Today, however, change stood at its door. Standing just outside her entrance, Nora's hands trembled as she held the black ribbon. Her heart thudded, each beat echoing the void Thomas had left behind. She felt the soft, velvety texture of the ribbon and took a deep breath, tying it to the door with a grace born of grief. It fluttered, almost as if acknowledging the sorrow it symbolized. As she stepped back, Mrs. Whitmore, her elderly next-door neighbor, approached. Her face etched with wrinkles, her gait slow but determined, she held a small basket of freshly baked bread. "I'm so sorry, dear," she began, her voice crackling like dry leaves. "Thomas was a good man." Nora nodded, taking the basket and managing a faint smile. "Thank you, Mrs. Whitmore. It means a lot." The older woman hesitated before speaking again, her gaze drifting to the ribbon. You've hung it, then. But remember, dear, on Halloween, things are different. Be prepared. Nora raised a brow, intrigued yet puzzled. Different? How so? Mrs. Whitmore seemed to wrestle with her words, choosing them carefully. A Night of Whispers isn't just a name, Nora. On Halloween, those ribbons do more than flutter in the breeze. Feeling a chill, despite the warmth of the day, Nora nodded, sensing that some stories were better left for daylight. I'll be careful, she whispered. As evening draped its cloak over Valeria, Nora found herself alone in her dimly lit living room, surrounded by memories. The soft glow from the fireplace cast shadows that danced and flickered, much like the memories playing in her mind. Just as she was drifting into a restless sleep, a sound pricked her ears. It was faint, barely audible, but unmistakable. Whispers. The stillness of the night seemed to amplify them, and they flowed like a gentle stream, words intertwining and overlapping. Heart pounding, Nora strained to discern any familiar voice amidst the chorus. Could it be? Was it Thomas's voice calling out to her? She rose, moving to the window, her gaze drawn to the woods. The trees swayed, as if cradling the whispers, their leaves rustling in soft agreement. A black ribbon on her door, barely visible in the moonlight, flapped vigorously, as if responding to an unseen presence. Frozen in a mix of wonder and trepidation, Nora whispered, Thomas, is that you? The wind picked up momentarily, carrying a multitude of voices, some mournful, some joyful, all seeking connection. As it died down, silence returned, leaving Nora with a heavy heart and questions that seemed too vast for the night to answer. Tucking herself into bed, she clutched Thomas's old sweater close, seeking solace in its familiarity. The whispers might have ceased for now, but their echo remained, hinting at mysteries that Halloween might unveil. Autumn's embrace tightened around Valeria as leaves transitioned from vibrant greens to fiery reds and deep oranges. The days grew shorter, and shadows cast by the village's aged structures seemed more pronounced, stretching longer and deeper. Nora, still coming to terms with her loss, found solace in daily routines. A morning tea, tending to her garden, or simply watching the leaves drift by her window. Yet, the black ribbon on her door and Mrs. Whitmore's cryptic words weighed heavily on her mind. It was on a particularly quiet evening, with only the soft chirping of crickets to punctuate the silence, that the knock came. Sharp, deliberate, distinct, 3 times. Her heart raced as she approached the door. The village was close-knit, unannounced visits were uncommon. As she gently pulled the door open, the cool breeze rushed in, but there was no one in sight. The path to her cottage was undisturbed, save for a lone item on her doorstep, a small, leather-bound diary. Its covers were worn, its pages yellowed, suggesting it had witnessed many years. Curiosity piqued, Nora took the diary to her reading nook by the fireplace, where the gentle flames illuminated the room with a comforting glow. Opening it, she was greeted by a neat, cursive handwriting. The entries detailed strange occurrences in Valeria over the years, particularly around Halloween. October 17, 1843, the whispers grew louder tonight. I could swear I heard Mother's voice amongst them, singing the lullaby she used to. The black ribbon seemed more alive, moving even when the air was still. Another, dated a few years later, read. October 20th, 1851, the knocks came again. 3 in a row. It's always 3. And afterwards, a voice. Soft, yet clear. It called my name. But amidst these accounts, one name appeared repeatedly, Aveline. With mentions of her gift and her unique bond with the afterlife. One entry, seemingly written with a trembling hand, delved deeper. October 28, 1872. Today, old Mrs. Gray spoke of Aveline, the woman from our village legends. Said she was born with a veil, marking her with the rare ability to communicate with spirits. On the Night of Whispers, she bridged our world with the next. But like all gifts, it came with its burdens. Nora's fingers traced the word Aveline, a shiver running down her spine. She had heard tales as a child, stories whispered by elders, but she'd always considered them mere bedtime tales. Closing the diary, her mind raced. Who left this on her doorstep? Why now? What did it all mean? Determined to uncover more, Nora decided to delve deeper into the legend of Aveline and the mysterious events surrounding the Night of Whispers. With Halloween approaching, she felt time pressing down, urging her to unravel the mystery before the fated night arrived. Valyria's archives, located in a small, ivy-clad building near the village square, held records and stories spanning centuries. Its tall wooden shelves, filled with scrolls and leather-bound books, exuded the rich scent of old paper and ink. Nora stepped inside, the creak of the door announcing her presence. The place was dimly lit, save for the few sunbeams that pierced through the dusty windows, illuminating dancing particles in the air. The archivist, a frail old man named Mr. Hawthorne, adjusted his round glasses and greeted her with a nod. "I've come to learn about Aveline," Nora began, clutching the weathered diary she'd found. Mr. Hawthorne's eyes widened slightly. "Ah, Aveline, a tale of sorrow and mystery. Follow me." He led her to a secluded corner where a few old tomes lay. He selected one, its cover etched with intricate patterns and the image of a woman, eerily reminiscent of the statue in the village square. "The legend of Aveline," he began, "is one intertwined with both love and tragedy. Born into one of Valyria's founding families, she was known for her ethereal beauty and a unique gift, an innate connection to the spirit realm." Nora listened intently as he continued. "Tragedy struck when a fire, which began under mysterious circumstances, consumed her family home. Aveline, away at the time, returned to find her entire family gone." A heavy silence settled as Nora imagined the depth of Aveline's pain. "With grief as her driving force," Mr. Hawthorne resumed, "she vowed to bridge the chasm between life and death, to once again hear the voices of her loved ones. Legends whisper of an otherworldly ritual she learned, one that, on the Night of Whispers, enabled the spirits to commune with the living." Nora, engrossed, whispered, "But at what cost?" Mr. Hawthorne's face took on a grave expression. "Her life, the balance between the realms, isn't to be trifled with. While the ritual gave her a night with the spirits, it drained her life essence. By dawn, Aveline was found lifeless, but with a serene smile gracing her face, as if she had found her peace." The weight of the revelation left Nora contemplative. The tales she'd once dismissed now formed a tapestry of heartbreak, love, and sacrifice. "The ritual," Nora hesitated, "does anyone know of it now?" Mr. Hawthorne sighed, "The specifics have been lost to time, buried deep within legends. But every Halloween, the signs are there, the whispers, the knocks. Aveline's promise to Valyria continues, even in her absence." As Nora left the archives, the world outside seemed different, charged with history and laden with the echoes of a promise made long ago. The approaching Halloween felt more significant now, no longer just a date, but a night of promises kept and sacrifices remembered. As the days in Valyria grew colder and the nights darker, a palpable tension settled over the village. Conversations shifted from daily pleasantries to hushed discussions about the approaching Night of Whispers. Nora wasn't the only one experiencing the oddities. Across Valyria, tales spread of soft whispers echoing in homes, of sudden gusts of wind where there should be stillness, and of shadows flickering just beyond the periphery of vision. With each passing day, the stories multiplied. One afternoon, while Nora visited the local store for supplies, she overheard a conversation between two villagers. "I swear, last night, in the dead of silence, I heard my mother singing, just as she used to," said a burly man, his usually robust voice tinged with unease. The shopkeeper, a stern-faced woman, nodded. "My candles keep getting blown out, even with all the windows closed." Amid these exchanges, Nora's gaze met that of a tall, dark-haired man, standing a little apart. His deep-set eyes held a familiar grief. As their eyes locked, there was an unspoken understanding. Stepping outside, she approached him. "You've heard them too, haven't you?" The man sighed. "Yes. It's my sister, Leela. She passed last winter. And now, her laughter, her voice, I hear them every night." He paused, extending his hand. "I'm Leo." Nora nodded. "I'm Nora. I lost my husband, Thomas. And the whispers, they've started for me as well." As they walked through Valyria, they shared their stories, realizing that their experiences, though personal, were part of a larger tapestry that the village was entwined in. By the serene lake, they made a pact. "We should find out more. Really understand what's happening," said Nora, determination evident in her voice. Leo looked out over the still water, reflecting the twilight. "Agreed. Let's stay up on Halloween night, together. Perhaps, together, we can find answers." They both knew the risks, having heard the tales, but the need for understanding, The hope of possibly connecting with their lost loved ones was too strong to resist. Word of their decision spread, and soon other villagers expressed their desire to join in. A sense of unity emerged, binding the community in shared anticipation and trepidation. Valyria, with its centuries-old traditions and legends, prepared itself for a Halloween unlike any before, where the past would intertwine with the present, and where whispers from the other side might become full-fledged conversations. The heart of Valyria pulsed with anticipation as Halloween drew nearer. The nights were colder, the winds sharper, and every rustle and murmur held the village in rapt attention. Nora's home became the epicenter of preparations. Given its proximity to the woods and her recent experiences, it was deemed the perfect starting point. Tables overflowed with equipment, cameras to capture any visual anomalies, audio devices to pick up the faintest of sounds, and notebooks for personal accounts. Leo, having some knowledge of modern technology, took the lead in setting up the devices. We might be dealing with legends, but it doesn't mean we can't use a bit of the present to understand the past, he remarked with a slight smile. One evening, as they were testing the audio equipment, Mrs. Whitmore arrived, holding a scroll that looked as old as the archives themselves. I found this in my attic, she began. It's been passed down in my family. I believe it's a Valyrian chant, used ages ago for protection against the unseen. Nora unfurled the scroll carefully, revealing lines written in an elegant script. The words were in Old Valyrian, a language only a few in the village still understood. With Mr. Hawthorne's help, they deciphered the chant. Its verses spoke of light and shadow, of the living and the departed, and of the thin veil separating the two worlds. It was a plea for peace and protection, an acknowledgement of the other side while asserting boundaries. The plan was set. On Halloween night, they'd gather at Nora's home, and at the first sign of the knocks or any unusual occurrence, they'd recite the chant. The cameras and audio equipment would run continuously, documenting everything. Word of their endeavor spread throughout Valyria, and soon, other homes volunteered to be part of the vigil, setting up similar equipment. The village, old as time, embraced both its history and the tools of the present, united in its quest for understanding. As the preparations continued, an air of solidarity enveloped the community. Old stories were shared, some of joy, others of sorrow, but all echoing the hope that understanding the past could bring peace to the present. Nora, standing by her window, looked out at the black ribbon, fluttering like a restless heart. With Leo and the villagers by her side, she felt a strength she hadn't in weeks. The night of whispers approached, and Valyria was ready. Halloween dawned in Valyria under a gray, overcast sky. The usual vibrant oranges and yellows of autumn seemed muted, and the atmosphere was thick with anticipation. The village, usually abuzz with children in costumes and the aroma of pumpkin pies, felt different this year. The streets were quieter, the laughter a little restrained. Homes were adorned not just with jack-o'-lanterns, but also with protective symbols, some drawn from the Valyrian chant, others from personal beliefs. Each house had its black ribbon, standing out starkly against the backdrop of festive decorations. Nora, looking out from her porch, could feel the collective pulse of the village, the shared apprehension. Leo joined her, his face mirroring her thoughts. It's different this year, isn't it? He mused. She nodded. The tales we've grown up with, they feel more real today, more immediate. As daylight began to wane, the festivities started. There was an attempt to keep the traditions alive. Children went trick-or-treating, their laughter a fleeting respite from the mounting tension. But their routes were shorter, their groups tighter, and parents kept a watchful eye, ensuring they stayed close to home. By the lake, the usually placid waters seemed restless. Ripples formed patterns, moving in almost deliberate designs. The reflection of the moon, nearing its zenith, danced upon the water, creating an eerie play of light and shadow. The wind began to pick up, whispering secrets as it moved through trees and around homes. It seemed to carry voices, soft murmurs from long ago, growing louder as midnight approached. Leaves rustled, creating a symphony with the wind, a song of nature that felt both beautiful and foreboding. Within the homes, candles flickered, casting shifting shadows on the walls. These shadows seemed to have a life of their own, elongating and retracting, almost as if they were entities watching, waiting. Nora and Leo, along with a group of villagers, gathered in her living room. The equipment was on, the chant at the ready. They sat in a circle, hands joined, forming a bond of unity. Each minute felt stretched, every sound amplified. The village clock began its chime, signaling the approach of midnight. With each toll, the atmosphere grew denser, the line between the known and the unknown thinner. Valyria held its breath, standing on the precipice of the Night of Whispers, with the gathering storm promising revelations and encounters that would become legends in their own right. The village clock tower, an ancient sentinel of time, struck midnight with a deep, resonating clang. Each chime echoed through the stillness of Valyria, vibrating in the very bones of the awaiting villagers. And then, as if on cue, it began. From one end of the village to the other, houses adorned with black ribbons felt the presence of unseen visitors. A distinct series of knocks, rhythmic and purposeful. 1, 2, 3. Nora's heart raced as she waited, and almost as if responding to her anticipation, 3 knocks sounded on her door. The room's temperature dropped suddenly, and a cold mist began to seep through the gaps in windows and doors, enveloping the gathered group. The cameras, with their blinking red lights, captured the surreal scenes. Doors rattled as if gripped by unseen hands, windows fogged up inexplicably, and in the corner of some footage, what looked like silhouettes, momentarily visible before fading. The audio equipment, humming softly, now resonated with a cacophony of sounds from another realm. Among the clear laughter of children and the distant, sorrowful weeping of adults, there were also snippets of conversations, whispers of old secrets, and murmurs of comfort. Nora, her eyes closed in concentration, tuned into the chorus of voices. And then, amongst them, a familiar tone reached out to her. Nora, it beckoned softly, full of warmth and love. Tears streamed down her face as she recognized Thomas's voice. "Thomas," she whispered back, her voice shaking with emotion. Leo, sitting beside her, squeezed her hand in support, his own eyes reflecting a storm of emotions, as he too searched for a familiar voice amongst the many. The room, filled with villagers, became a space of shared experiences, as each person, in their own way, tried to connect with the past, to reach out and bridge the gap between the living and the departed. But as quickly as it began, the phenomena started to wane. The mists receded, the temperatures began to normalize, and the voices grew fainter until they were but echoes in the wind. Yet, the impact of the Night of Whispers remained. With each house having its own tale of encounters, of brief reunions, and of messages from beyond, the legend of the Black Ribbons and their significance on Halloween night was cemented further in the annals of Valyria's history. As the eerie calm settled post-midnight, Leo, in a moment of clarity, recollected an old folk song his grandmother used to sing. It spoke of waters deep in a sorrow profound, hinting at the lake as the epicenter of Aveline's pain and power. "We need to go to the lake," Leo voiced urgently, his eyes intense. "The chant, it's meant to be recited there, where her tragedy began." Nora, understanding the gravity of the realization, nodded in agreement. Taking the scroll with the protective chant, the duo made their way to the lake, the path lit by the silvery sheen of the moon. The waters, previously restless, now seemed eerily calm, reflecting the celestial bodies above. The surroundings were silent, save for the gentle lapping of water against the shore. Taking a deep breath, Nora and Leo began the chant. Their voices, clear and harmonious, echoed across the vast expanse of the lake. As the words floated, the air grew colder, and the very atmosphere vibrated with energy. Suddenly, from the heart of the lake, a soft luminescence began to emerge. It grew brighter, taking on a definitive form, a woman, ethereal and timeless. Aveline, her figure, composed entirely of light, floated above the water. Her face, though serene, bore the weight of centuries of sorrow. Nora, awestruck, whispered, "Aveline." The spectral vision nodded, her voice soft yet echoing around the lake. "I never wanted sorrow to rule Valyria. My ritual was born out of love, a desire to connect. But over time, it's become a chain that binds the village, making every Halloween a night of grief." Leo, moved by her words, replied, "We remember, Aveline. But your ritual, it's made the line between the past and the present blur." Aveline's visage conveyed understanding. "Life is for the living. While it's essential to remember, it's equally crucial to move forward. My hope was to keep memories alive, not to trap the village in endless mourning." Nora stepped closer, her voice resolute. "Help us, Aveline. Help us find a balance." Aveline's form shimmered as she replied, "The chant you recited, it's a start. Use it to remember, but also to protect. Let it be a beacon that guides Valyria to celebrate life, cherish memories, but not be ensnared by the shadows of the past." With her message delivered, Aveline's form began to fade, the light diminishing until the lake returned to its nocturnal stillness. Nora and Leo, with the chant and Aveline's message, held the key to ensuring that Valyria's future Halloweens would be nights of remembrance and celebration, not just sorrow and longing. The first rays of dawn painted the sky with soft hues of pink and gold, signaling the end of a Halloween night that Valyria would never forget. As the sun ascended, the mysterious events of the night started to feel like distant memories, fading dreams of a night's slumber. But the impact on the villagers was profound. As they congregated in the village square, stories were exchanged, tales of voices heard, visions seen, and emotions felt. The village had, in one night, spanned the gap between centuries of tradition and the pressing need for evolution. Nora and Leo, having been at the forefront of the night's events, proposed a change. "Let's transform our tradition," Nora began, her voice echoing the newfound understanding. "Instead of mourning with black ribbons, let's celebrate the beautiful memories of our loved ones." The idea resonated deeply. Villagers nodded in agreement, sharing their thoughts and suggestions. And so, it was decided that come next Halloween, doors would be adorned not with black, but with vibrant ribbons of reds, blues, greens, and yellows, each color representing cherished memories, love, laughter, and life. Children ran through the streets, their laughter ringing out, imagining the colorful festivities of the next year. The market came alive with stalls showcasing ribbons of various hues, textures, and patterns. The transformation was swift and heartfelt. In the heart of the square stood the statue of Aveline, silent and watchful. A gentle wind picked up, and for a fleeting moment, it seemed as if the statue smiled, its stone visage reflecting the sun's golden rays. Valyria had found a balance. By acknowledging its past and understanding the true essence of Aveline's message, the village had carved a new path for its future. Halloween was no longer just a night of whispers and shadows, but a day of vibrant memories, of stories retold, and of life celebrated. And as the sun set on this new day, Valyria rested in the knowledge that it had honored a spirit's wish, and, in doing so, had set itself free. The sun rises, and shadows retreat, but the tales we've spun linger, echoing in the silent corners of your room. Remember, dear listener, when the world quiets down, and you're all alone, our scary stories remain, waiting for the perfect moment to whisper once more. Until next time, keep a light on, and perhaps, a door slightly ajar. This is our Scary Stories signing off for tonight.